Genesis Jewelry.
Hey, it's Mick. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, it didn't sound like you. You're a little raspy today.
Is that what I am?
I guess so.
You guess so? That's funny. You get my number?
Yes. Yes, I did. Thank you very much. And then you had a story to tell me or something.
Oh, I do. So the lady I got the $2 for, she had a 1-carat princess cut. Okay.
Okay.
That's what she started with. And she was, they thought she wanted to bump up, but then when they got into the price, they kind of went, because her ring was going to have to be totally, because she wanted to remake her ring to fit the 1.5 carat. So basically, we were going to take her ring completely apart, take all the diamonds out of it. Milan was just going to rebuild her ring to accommodate the 1.5 carat and her diamonds that came from her original engagement rings and bands. So I had it at the show. I took it with me. I brought it with me to the show, and we were talking about it and everything. I said, I've got the diamonds coming, or I had the diamonds, whatever it was at that time, and I said, she's got to okay it first. We just need to go through the talking about the ring, talking about the project again. So we talked about it and, you know, left the booth, went about my way, and didn't think anything else about it. So she came in a couple of days ago and wanted to talk about it and look at the diamonds and see everything. And so I pulled everything out, and I started looking for her diamond. And I thought, which was not in the ring, because she had broken prongs off of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, where is that diamond at? And so I kind of thought, okay, I haven't had it back out on my desk, I don't think. But I tore my desk up for a little while, moved everything, because, you know, it's in a Ziploc bag, and looked around and everything, and I thought, okay, so whatever day it was this week, I sent Milan a message and said, this is a shot in the dark, but I'm going to shoot at you, and I'm going to hope you have some good words for me. And so the project we were looking at when I was in your booth, I said, I apparently have lost this lady's 1-carat princess cut. I said, because it's not in the pocket of this little, it's not in this little pouch, and it's not on my desk, and I'm not going to tear up anything else anymore. I'll just order one from Mick and replace it if I have to. Or, you know, I said, but I got a feeling it was in your booth, and I'm hoping, like everything, you found it. He said, oh, my gosh. He said, we found it when we were breaking the booth down. He said it was in the floor under the booth, and we thought,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he thought, what is this, you know? And he said, he just thought, oh, well, good thing we have a free, you know. And at first he said, first I'm thinking it's a CD, you know, or something. And I said, till we got back and checked it, and was like, oh no, it's a diamond.
Wow.
You know, he said, you know, I mean, it was a nice diamond. He said, you know, it looked like a diamond, but you still want to do that little tester thing. And I said, oh yeah, I understand that, but yeah. And I mean, that's the show. I mean, we're talking 2 weeks, whatever it is, later.
Yeah.
Before I realize it's even missing, and he's like, I have it. And I'm like, oh, great. That's wonderful. Because we're putting it back in the ring. So, thank you. I'm just like, honestly, I mean, you know, I was ready to call you and say, I need a 1-carat. And, I mean, it was square. I mean, her measurements across and her measurements across were exactly the same. It was a very, you know, it might have been an eye color, but as far as the clarity, it was a very, very good SI1. You know, it was a nice diamond, so, but, yeah. I mean, but the odds of that happening are, you know, because anybody could have come along and found it laying in the floor there.
Sure.
Anybody.
Well, I mean, when you're breaking it down, that would have been the last thing I was looking for.
Well, you know, I used to, when I did shows, I always, the last thing I did before I left, now, some shows I had my own tablecloths and things I used, but some of them had, you know, would have theirs, and I would just deal with whatever they had, or I might lay mine across theirs or something according to the color. And but the last thing I always did, even if the show had supplied tablecloths, I always would roll them up over the top of the table and look under the table just in case something got, you know, out of a box and you didn't realize it, to make sure I didn't leave anything behind.
Okay,
so, you know, I was just, it was a part of my, part of my habit of breaking down the booth was making sure nothing was lost under the table. So, because it wasn't like I had a tick list of, you know, I've got this, this, and this, and now, you know, checking it off and go, okay, that's in here, that's in here. No, you know. So I always pulled the tablecloths up and looked, because things do get lost under those tables. More than we probably realize sometimes, you know.
Probably.
You know, so, but, yeah, I was like, but the fact that it was, that he, you know, he had found it, and it was like, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so happy. Nick's unhappy now because I'm not going to buy one from him, but, yeah,
oh,
you know.
That's fine.
You know, but, yeah. So, I'm like, holy cow, the things that can happen that you don't expect. You know, talk Jan a lesson, staple it to the... the paperwork next time. Don't leave it loose in there, because I'm sure when I pulled it out, I just pulled it out with it and just, you know, it hit the floor and I never realized it. And just one of those things. It's like, yep. And I mean, I had, you know, here it is. It's, you know, whatever, 2 weeks since the show, and I'm just now, she's just now coming in, and I'm just now going, uh-oh, where is her diamond? And I had a lot of paperwork on her because we'd gone back and forth so many times, you know. And so I kept going through every piece of paperwork like, it's going to be here. It's just stuck to one of these. It's going to be here. After 15 times or whatever, I was like, yeah, no, you've lost her diamond. Did not anticipate it would be found, though. That's the amazing thing. So
I'm very happy for you on that one.
I know. I'm happy for me, too, because I, you know, I mean, I could have given her just as good a diamond, but it wouldn't have been hers, and that would have bothered me. It would have ate me up. I would have been, yeah. I'd have had to say, okay, guess what? I made a big boo-boo. This is not your original diamond. I messed up. But luckily, I don't have to tell her that, so I'm glad. I'm glad, so. But that's my little story, so.
I just shared it.
Okay, you have a good one.
All right.
Tomorrow's it, right? Tomorrow's your last day?
You got it.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm saying that. I just can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah, it seems to be a consensus.
Oh, I think they'll throw you a big party tomorrow. There's going to be some people very unhappy that you're leaving, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure. I mean, 21 years, I mean, I'm definitely an irritation to some people, but I'm, you know, wonderful to other people.
They should let Sam take your place.
Not
going to happen?
Sam's well, way above my head.
What does Sam do?
Sam's our chief sales officer. He travels and he sells, like, he sells to big, big stores and does big trainings and, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know what Sam did. I mean, he's, you know, he's a little odd cookie, so, you know, he's I mean, you know, I mean, and we're not talking about the, you know, the sweet thing about him. We're just talking, he's just a little odd cookie. He's just a little, you know, he's a little different. That's all I can say about that. He's just, I like him a lot, but he's different. So
yeah, he's a wonderful guy.
He really is. But,
well,
maybe they should let him take your place at the shows, because he does like to sell, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, and he's exceptionally good at it, like exceptionally good.
They should let him sell at the shows, man. That would take your place selling at the shows, because who else could do it? You know?
Well, we've got a couple people that are going to do it, and they've worked with me for a long time, and, you know, again, I keep on telling everybody, just call me, and, you know, if you need help, I'll tell you how to do it, so. But
I'll tell you what happens to when the stuff doesn't show up and you have nothing to put your booth together with. See, I didn't even notice it that day. Didn't even pay any. I knew it looked funny. I kept thinking, and you had your tables kind of turned a little weird, and I thought, okay, he did his tables really different this time. I was like, I don't know why he did that. It was different this time or something, you see. But I wasn't realizing that, oh, yeah, it was different because the backdrop wasn't there. That's why.
Yeah, it was kind of out of necessity.
It happens, so. It happens. All right. Well, you have a good one. Maybe I'll have somebody come in and I can call you for one last little diamond tomorrow. Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.